I don't want to alarm anyone, but yesterday my pee was radioactive.
Your daily Lex.
I will say this. I have never felt like I'm a saint or a magical being or anything else for considering this kidney donation. And I have friends who, when they hear that I'm contemplating a kidney donation to a stranger, no less, who say, that, oh, you're an angel, or you're a saint, whatever. And I do not believe that that is correct. The one exception is yesterday, I felt like I was a saint because yesterday I had to get up incredibly early at 5-something so that I could get to back to Long Island where the transplant center is and the hospital and this whole thing. It's up in the Queens area. I had to leave so early to get to an 8:15 appointment so they could do this kidney function test. And that was annoying, right? And the whole time I was like, man, I wish they could have done this the first time I was here instead of making me come back and do this drive again because it's too far. It's not so far if you're going to go do the surgery, whatever, get to give a kidney, but it's far for a second day of testing. And that was an interesting experience because first, they didn't like that my blood pressure was low, but tough. And then I got to hang out while they gave me IV fluids for a couple hours. I talked to some very bizarre nurses straight out of Central Casting. And those stories are mostly that it is funny to me when elderly nurses swear unnecessarily over and over again. This woman really hated most of her coworkers, and that was quite funny to me. But so I get the IV fluids for 2 hours. I'm using my iPad, getting some stuff done, whatever. Then it's time to do the actual renal function scan, where I have to lie on a table. There's a camera beneath me looking at my kidneys while they see how the kidneys process the hydration that they just put into me. And to see it more clearly, they inject me with a radioactive isotope while they're scanning. And they warn you that afterwards, every time you pee for the rest of the day, you have to flush twice because you're peeing out radioactivity. They have signs in their bathroom saying, if you got this isotope today, make sure you pee sitting down, I guess, to avoid spraying radioactive isotopes. I mean, listen, some of us have grade A, but it's fine. But that part, that 40 minutes of testing, they said it was 30 minutes, but it took them about 10 minutes to get things set up. That part was stressful. I mean, you get it. You can't have your phone. You can't have anything. You can't talk. You're just lying there still. And the one nurse who does that part is like, excuse me, she didn't cough. I did. But she's like, I'll stay in here the whole time with you. I'm like, great, but I can't talk to you, so what do I care? I'm just lying here motionless. So I fell asleep repeatedly and thought about random things and was most... And then my watch started buzzing because I was allowed to get my watch on, but I couldn't lift it up to look at. So I was like, all of a sudden I got like 8 notifications in a row. I was like, is the world on fire? Is somebody just texting me? Or is it a bunch of things? And it was like nothing interesting when I was able to look. Then, of course, I got to do my 2-hour drive home, which was another blast. And then last night we had rehearsal because the show starts tomorrow night. And then today is my day to get up early with the kids. So I did that. So I would say that at this moment, I am far more tired than usual. It's okay. Everything's fine, but I am tired. Sadly, I no longer have radioactive pee, I guess, because I peed it all out yesterday. There's one, the kidneys, by the way, they said were incredible. My kidney function was exceptional and perfect, whatever. They're still waiting on the results of the urinalysis, which they thought would be done yesterday and now think might be done today and might be until tomorrow. Apparently, it takes a while. And that's the last piece of the puzzle before we figure out what the next step is. So we'll see. Anyway, it is 1:56 p.m. on Thursday, October 9th, as I say these words, and I'm going to have a third cup of coffee. And I'm not at all worried about its impact on my sleep tonight because I'll be tired enough that I will simply go to sleep. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and more soon.
Lex.